Nesechtes Baba Kama, Dafnun Gimel, the last line of Dafnun Bezun and Bez, and let's begin with a reminder as to the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Av holds that when the Torah is mechayiv a person for being mazik someone with their bar, it is only mechayiv a person lehevloi v'loi l'chavotai, meaning that it is only for the bad airspace that he created and not for the kakor that was already there, because that is kakor ilam, and he's not responsible for any hezik that occurs from the kakor ilam. And Shmuel holds that when the Torah is mechayiv a person for creating a bar, it's not only for the hevel that it created, but even for the kaka and even for chavata. And our Gemara now begins and quotes from a Mishnah that we had in Dafnun Bezim and Alf, Nafal of Fana Mikola Kriya Chayev, La Akra Mikola Kriya Pata, when the Mishnah stated that if Reuven created a bar and then Reuven hired a worker to go and fix the bar in some manner, and the worker's inside the bar and he's banging away with his hammer and his chisel, because of the sound of the hammer and the chisel, the animal of Shimon gets scared and falls. So the Mishnah was Michal between Nafal of Fana Mikola Kriya that Reuven is chayiv, and la'achre mikola kriya that Reuven is pata. And number one, the Mishnah said that the bala bar will be chayiv, and the worker is not going to be chayiv. And the Gemara is going to ask why is that, and the Gemara is going to discuss this on Dafnun Gimel Amud Aleph. And right now, the Gemara will explain the Mishnah both according to the sheet of Rav and according to the sheet of Shmuel. And as the Gemara will explain, according to Rav l'shitasai, it's very understandable how to learn our Mishnah. And since Reuven is only chayiv for the hevel of his bar and not for the chavata of his bar, therefore, if Shimon's shor falls in face first, so Shimon's shor was damaged from the hevel of Reuven's bar, and therefore Reuven will be chayiv. However, if Shimon's shor falls in backwards, then Reuven will not be chayiv, because Shimon was damaged only from the chavata of the bar, and as we stated, the chavata of the bar occurs through the kaka ilam of the bar, which does not belong to Reuven, and Reuven did not create that hezek, and therefore Reuven is pata. And let's see this in the Gemara. Amar Rav, Rav says, when the Mishnah said lefanav, it means lefanav mamish, or some agurus, panav mamish, that it fell mamish on its face, and as Rashi says, alponav nafal, that the animal of Shimon fell on its face, who makes min a hevel, and therefore Shimon's animal died from the hevel of the bar, and that's why Reuven is chayiv, la'achrov, achrov mamish. And when it says Shimon's shor fell into Reuven's pit backwards, it means backwards mamish, and this way it only got damaged through the kaka of the bar, which is of course kaka ilam, and you're not going to be chayiv according to Rav. We continue on Dafnun Gimel Amud Aleph, v'zev v'zev b'bar, and when the Mishnah stated that Shimon's animal got damaged, either lefanav or la'achrov, both of those cases are referring to scenarios where Shimon's animal fell into the actual bar, and Rav lo tamei, and Rav is going lishitasei to Amar Rav, because Rav previously taught us bar shechayv lo tayra lehev lo v'loy lechavatai, as we explained. And Gemara continues, Shmuel Amar, and Shmuel will state bebar beim lefana beim lachrov chayiv, that certainly if an animal falls either face first into a bar or backwards into a bar, that certainly Reuven will be chayiv. Shmuel lo tamei, as Shmuel lishitasei the Amar who holds lehev lo v'kolshin lechavatai, and therefore it doesn't make a difference how the animal falls into a bar. Therefore, according to Shmuel, while we can understand the first part of the Mishnah, where Shimon's animal falls in face first into the bar, that Reuven will be chayiv. However, the Gemara is, al hechidami la'achre mikol ha'kriya depata. According to Shmuel, how will you explain where the animal fell backwards because of the sound of the person that's digging in the bar, that Reuven will be pata? If l'chira, in that case, even if he fell backwards, you still had the chavata of the bar, and you should be chayiv. And the Gemara answered, k'goyin niskel b'bar v'nafla achriya bar chutzal bar. That in the chinami, the second part of the Mishnah is not talking about a case where Shimon's animal actually fell into the bar and got damaged because of the bar, as in that case, certainly Reuven will be chayiv. And Lefi Shmuel, the way to understand the Mishnah is the Mishnah is teaching us two dinim, that if an animal is walking and it trips on a bar and it falls directly into the bar, then Reuven will be chayiv, and it doesn't make a difference if he fell in face first or he fell in backwards. And when it says in the Mishnah the words lefanav, it doesn't mean that he fell face forward, it just means he fell forward into the bar. And when the Mishnah continues and tells us that if Shimon's animal falls la'achrav, then Reuven will be pata, it's talking about a case where Shimon's animal is walking and it trips on Reuven's bar, and by trying to avoid the bar, it actually falls backwards and it doesn't actually fall into the bar. And even though the only reason he tripped is because of the bar of Reuven, but even so, since the damages occurred outside of Reuven's bar, therefore Shimon will be pata, because this is considered a grama ba'alma, and grama bin zakin is pata medine adam v'chayv medine shemayim. And the Gemara continues, Esvei will ask a kasha and rav from a brisa, as the brisa states, babar, if an animal fell directly into a bar, bein lefanav bein la'achrav, it doesn't make a difference if it fell forward into the bar or backwards into the bar, chayiv, that Reuven is chayiv, and tiyuf to the rav, this will be a tiyuf to the rav, because according to rav, if the animal fell backwards into a bar, then you should be pata, because kako ilum is ikasai. And of course, keep in mind that bishlema, according to Shmuel, we could explain that this brisa that says, babar, bein lefanav bein la'achrav, chayiv, is talking when the animal fell into the bar, and that's why Reuven is always chayiv, while while Mishnah's second case is talking about a scenario where Shimon's animal fell outside the bar, and that's why Reuven's pata. However, according to Rav, how will he explain this brisa? And the Gemara will now bring three different terutzim. Number one, Amar Rav Chista states, Rav bar that although we said that Rav holds that Yechayiv lavloi v'loi l'chavotai, that is only when you have a bar that you dug in Rosh Hashanah, and therefore, of course, the kaka that's beneath the bar that you dug is kaka ilam and belongs to the Rosh Hashanah, and therefore, as Rashi says at the top Amid, the kaka ilam b'nei Rosh Hashanah has a kasai. However, in a case where Reuven dug a bar in his own rishus, and then he was mafka all the land around the bar, and therefore people could walk around the bar, and then they fall into his bar, so he owned the kaka of his bar, and therefore even Rav would agree to Shmuel in that case, that not only is Reuven chayev for Hevloi, but he's also chayev for Chavotai. A Mishnah, of course, is talking about a case where Reuven dug a bar in Rishus Rabim. However, the Braisa that states by bar, Bein Lefan and Bein Lachav Chayev, is talking about a case where Reuven dug a bar in his Rishus Yachid, and therefore even Rav agrees that Bein Lefan and Bein Lachav is chayev. And the Gemara continues, Mishum to Amalei, because Shimon says to Reuven, Mimanushach, that no matter what, Iba Havla Mis Havla Didchahu, that if my animal died based on the hevel of your bar, so Lemaisa, it's your hevel, and therefore you chayev, even if my animal died because it fell backwards, Iba Chavotamis, and it banged itself, and that's how it died, Chavotid Chahu, it's still your Chavota, as it's not Kaka Ilam, as this Kaka never belonged to Rishus Rabim, and it always belongs to Reuven, and therefore in a case of a bar Bishus Yachid, even Rav agrees that you chayev Lehevloi, and Koshkin Lechavotai. And the Gemara continues with the second teretz, Rabba Omer, Rabba states, Hachav Mayeskinon, that we could explain that the case of the Braisa is talking about a scenario where Reuven dug a pit in Rishus Rabim, and even so, Bein Lefana, Bein Lachav Chayev, that if Shimon's animal falls into this pit, and it doesn't make a difference if it fell forward or backward, that Reuven will be Chayev, as the case of the Mishnah is, Ben Mesapech, that Shimon's animal fell forward into the pit, but then it actually turned over while it was falling, the Nafala Pei, that first originally fell on its face, Mesapech, the Nafala Gabei, and then by the time it got to the bottom of the pit, it already flipped over, and now it fell on its back. And in this case, the Rav certainly would agree that although in a chinami, Reuven would not be Chayev if Shimon's animal fell completely backwards as Kaka Ilam and Chizikasai, and he's not Mischayev a person for Chavata. However, over here, where originally when Shimon's animal started falling, it was falling forward and therefore was damaged from the hevel of the bar, that is what caused the animal to actually ultimately get hurt, even though it fell on its back and it had Chavata as well. And that's why, specifically in this case, the Braisa states, by bar, Bein Lefana, Bein Lachav would be Chayev, even according to Rav. Rashi points out that Rav is not coming to be chilek on the din of Chisa Tortoise, as certainly Rav would agree that Rav would be Maida in the case of Bar Bishus Yachid, that Rav is definitely Maida to Shmuel, that Reuven is Chayev Lehevloi, as well as for Chavata. Therefore, even if Shimon's animal fell backwards into a Bar Bishus Yachid, Reuven would still be Chayev. And the reason why Rav came up with another teretz is because he wanted to say that this Braisa that just stated the word Bar is not specifically talking about a case of Bar Bishus Yachid, and the Braisa could even be talking about a case where it's a bar b'shus rabim. And the Gemara continues with the third teretz. Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yosef states, Hach b'niski bar b'shar skinon, that this brisa isn't discussing the damage that occurs to the shar from Reuven's bar, and it's actually talking about the opposite scenario where Reuven dug a pit in his own rishus yachid, and he was not the mafkir any of the rishus around it, and therefore Shimon's animal had no right to be there and was trespassing, and Shimon's animal fell into Reuven's bar, and Shimon's animal was dirty from mud, and he created dirt in the bar, and he damaged Reuven's water that was in the bar. And in that case, the Braisa tells us that Bein Lefana, Bein Le'achra of Chayev, and it doesn't make a difference if Shimon's animal fell in forwards or it fell backwards, that Shimon will be responsible and be Chayev for any damages that his shar caused to Reuven's water. And as the Gemara states, Mayniu Shehivish Es Meivam, and the case is where Shimon's shar caused damage to the water of Reuven, the Loishna Lefana, the Loishna Le'achra of Chayev, as certainly over here, there is no difference if Shimon's shar fell in forwards or it fell backwards, that certainly Shimon will be Chayev. And the Mefarshim discuss, why is it that the Braisa even would have to tell us this din, as certainly there's no difference between Hevel of Chavata b'negei the shor damaging the water of Reuven. And the Gemara continues, Tani Rab Chanani l'siyur le'Rav, Rab Chanani brought a Braisa that will be a raya to Rav, as the Braisa states mefirsh, v'nafal at sheipel derech nefila, that the Pasuk says, v'nafal shama shor chamar, and we learn out that the only way that Reuven is chayev is only if the shor fell in derech nefila, and Rashi says the standard way that an animal falls into a bar is face first, mikan amru, and from here we see, nafal of that if an animal falls into a bar forwards because of the sound of someone digging, then Reuven will be chayev. However, if the animal falls in backwards based on the sound of the person digging, pata, then Reuven will be pata. And both cases cases are referring to a case where the animal fell into the bar, which is exactly how Rav learned our Mishnah. And before we continue, let's keep in mind Rashi and Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph in our Mishnah, in Diba Maskal Acher Mikol HaKriya Pata, that Rashi explains, by Ida Naka Bereshim Mikol HaKriya, that since in the Reisha we spoke about a case where there was a person digging in the bar and the animal got scared and fell into the bar, Tana Sefer La'achra Mikol HaKriya, therefore in the Sefer we also speak about a case where the animal fell backwards into the bar and it was based on the sound of the Kriya, but in Chanami, even though it wasn't based on the Kol HaKriya, Reuven would still be Pata. The only reason in the case of the Sefer the Mishnah used the Lashon of Mikol HaKriya is only based on symmetry and Ayin Sham. The Gemara continues, we just stated enough of the fun of Mikol HaKriya Chayiv, that if Shimon's animal falls into Reuven's bar based on the sound of a person digging and that's why it got scared and it fell into the bar, then Reuven, who is the Bala Bar, will be Chayiv. Rashi in the second Pshat in the Mishnah explained that we're talking about a scenario where this animal was what we call a Pekeach, and generally Reuven would not be Chayiv for this animal falling into the pit. However, Lemaisa, since this animal got scared and therefore it made sense that the animal fell into the pit and Reuven caused this hezek, therefore Reuven will be Chayiv. But the Gemara asks, if it's that case and the only reason why this animal fell into the pit was because of the sound of the person digging in the bar, Va'amai, name of Kurigarmli, Lechari, which is say that both Reuven and his worker should both be Pata. The worker should be Pata because it was only Gurim that the Shar fell into the pit and Gram bin Zakin is Pata, and Reuven should be Pata because this animal is a Pekeach, and therefore certainly it wouldn't have fallen in if not for the fact that the Kurir was digging inside his pit. And the Gemara answers, Rab Shimon Ba'ashi, Rab Shimon Ba'ashi states, Hamani Rab Nasinhi, that our mission is going according to the Shita Rab Nasin, the Amma who holds Balabar Hazekah Ka'avid, that the Balabar created a Hezek, and Rashi explains, because Reuven created a hazard that he owns and he's responsible for, and Rab Nasin has a klal that any time they can't collect any money from one of the people who caused damage, then you'll go and collect from the Balabar. As Rashi says, Klema b'teshaloi nimsa nezek, v'chol hechad v'le'efshel ashtulmei mekira, and any time that you can't collect from the one that made the noise and caused the animal to fall into the bar, the kol grom v'almahu, certainly Shimon can't collect from the kira because kol is only a grammar and grom b'nzak is pata, therefore mishtal minei the balabar, and Shimon will go collect the entire hezek from the balabar, and that's why the Mishnah stated that since the one who is digging is pata, therefore Reuven will be chayiv for the complete hezek. Gemara continues and brings the sheet of Rav Nosson in the Tani we learned to the Braisa, shar shadachav haschaver lebar, if Reuven shar, that's a shar tam, pushes another shar into the bar that belongs to Shimon, the Tanakhama teaches us Bala Shar Chayiv and Bala Bar is Pata. Reuven, who owns the Shar Tam, will be Chayiv to pay Chetzi Nezek, and Shimon, that owns the bar, will be Pata Lagamri. And as Rashi brings down Diva Maskal Maida Isli, which is the second of the wide lines in Rashi, of Rabbanon Basmi Kara Asli, Rabbanon look at the beginning of the Hezek, Visavi the Bala Shar Kula Hezek Ovid, and they hold that the Bala Shar created the entire Hezek by pushing the other Shar into the bar of Shimon, and therefore, the Fidra Rabbanon, the owner of the Shar that was damaged, will only be able to collect 50%, and he will not be able to collect any part of his other 50% of his loss. And the Gemara continues, Rav Nosson Emer, Rav Nosson explains, Bala Shar Mishalom Mechza, while it's true that since Reuven's Shar was a Tam, therefore Reuven will only be responsible to pay for 50% of the loss incurred by the Nizik. However, the Bala Bar will also be Mishalom Mechza, as Lemaisa, the Nizik's animal, was found in the bar of Shimon, and therefore Shimon is also responsible to pay part of the loss. And Rashi explains, Shari Bin Shtem Hamisu, because this Shar died based on the Hezek that was caused by the Bala Shar that pushed it into the bar, and the animal was also damaged from the bar since it was ultimately found in the bar, and Vafil Havishar Nizik Pekeach Chayiv. Rashi points out, although later on we will see that if the Shar of the Nizik is a Pekeach, then the Bal HaBar will be Pata. However, over here, even if the Shar of Nizik is a Pekeach, the Bal HaBar will be Chayiv. And the reason is, the Lech Lamemi Bailech Yune Umezel Dachaveru Dachvay. In this case, since Reuven Shar pushed the other Shar into the pit, therefore it's impossible to say that this Shar that's a Pekeach should have washed out where it's going, and therefore in this case the Balabar will also be Chayiv. And when Ba'ayin and Tesis Diva Maskal Balabar Mishalom Mechza, who argues on Rashi and he says that our case is talking about a case of a Shoyta Oyim Halach B'Layla Kama, the Iba Pekeach B'Yoyim Hatinil Le'el Depata V'chitema, and if you're going to tell me Rashi Svara how to mean Kishenoifel Ba'atzmai Aval Pelu Achirim Chayiv Im Kein Kishenoifel Namim Atzmai L'Chayiv Dishkos M'Pshia Panipal Adei Yishvaram V'Soif Ba'ayin Es Chayiv El Al Kachach. Therefore Tesis says it must be Shar Pekeach Nishma Yafa, that when you have a Shar that's a smart shar, then it guards itself very well, and it keeps itself so far away from a bar, it makes sure that it can't be thrown inside a bar. Therefore, the case of the Braisa is talking about an animal that was a shoita or mahal b'layla, ayin in tesis. Although we see from this din of Rav Nosson, the Rav Nosson hold that the Baal Bar is chayiv, and we consider that the Borah caused part of the Hezek to the Shar. We see a Raya to the first part of Rav Nosson that Bala Borah has Hezek covered, but we don't see a Raya to the second part of Rav Nosson that Kolichet Le'efshel Shlum Mehai Meshtal Mehai. In this case, the Bal HaShar was only Chayiv 50%, and the Bala Borah really should have been Chayiv 100% because he caused the damage as well. And the Gemara will get to the Raya in a moment, but the Gemara first begins by asking Stira on the words of Rav Nosson. The Rav Nosson just told us that in this case, Bal HaShar Mishal Metzo, Bala Borah Mishal Metzo, but Tani Bubulun to the Brisa, Rav Nosson Aim, Rav Nosson states, Bala Borah Mishal Gimel Chalakim, that the Bala Borah will pay 3/4 of the Hezek, who Bal HaShar Via, and the Bal HaShar will only pay 1/4 of the Nezek. Gemara answers, like Kasher, that's not fair, Ha Bitam, Ha Bemud, when Rav Nosson stated that the Bala Borah is Mishal Gimel Chalakim, and the Bal HaShar Pay Via, that's talking about a case where the animal was a Tam, and therefore, since the Tam only caused part of the Hezek, so he's considered a 50% Shutif in the Hezek. Since the standard din of a Shar Tam is to pay Chatz in Hezek, so in this case he'll pay 1/4 of the Hezek, and since the Bala Borah caused part of the Hezek, therefore the Bala Borah will pay the rest of the Hezek and will pay 3/4 of the Hezek. And the Gemara will ask that L'chari doesn't make any sense, because L'chari, the Bala Borah, should only have to pay 50% of the Hezek, since he didn't cause all the Hezek, and he had a Shutif who was the Bala Shar that caused 50% of the Hezek. And when the first Brisa stated, Rav Nosson hold Bala Shar Mishal Mechzo, Bala Borah Mishal Mechzo, that's talking about a case where the Shar was a Mu'ud, and therefore, really the Bala Borah and the Bala Shar should both pay Nezek Shalim, but ultimately, since they were Shutfim, therefore the Bala Borah pays 50% of the Hezek, and the Bala Shar will pay 50% of the Hezek instead of Nezek Shalim. And the Gemara now continues and asks the question that we already mentioned, over Tam Ikasava, that what does Rav Nosson hold, been a gay animal that was a Tam, Ikasava, Haikul Hezek Ovid, Bahaikul Hezek Ovid, if you're going to say that when a Shar pushed another Shar into a bar, then it's considered as if the original Shar caused 100% of the Hezek, and the Bala Borah also caused 100% of the Hezek, how could it be that Rav Nosson would tell us that the Bala Borah would pay 3/4 of the Hezek and the Bala Shar would pay 1/4 of the Hezek, if L'chira the din should be that Hai Mishalim Pago, Vahai Mishalim Pago, that the Bala Borah should certainly have to pay 50% of the Hezek because he caused 100% of the Hezek, and the Bala Shar should also have to pay 50% of the Hezek, although his animal is a Tam, but ultimately we consider it as if his animal caused 100% of the Hezek as well. The Bala Shar and the Bala Borah are not considered Shutfim in the Hezek, and therefore each of them should have to pay 50% of the Hezek. Ikasava Hai Palga Zekavid, Hai Palga Zekavid, and if when there's two people that are involved in being Mazik someone, then we look at it as each party caused 50% of the damage, so Bala Borah Mishalim Palgo, Bala Shar Via, so why would Rav Nosson say that the Bala Shar pays 1/4 of the Hezek and the Bala Borah has to pay 3/4 of the Hezek? If L'chari, the Bala Borah only caused 50% of the Hezek, and therefore the maximum that the Bala Borah should have to pay is 50% of the Hezek, and even though the Bala Shar will only be chayav to pay 1/4 of the Hezek, that is because the Shar of damage was a Tam, since in a normal case where the Shar caused 100% of the Hezek, the Tam only pays chatzi Hezek, therefore now that it only caused 50% of the damage, so the Bala Shar should only have to pay 1/4 of the Hezek, and the Idach Riva Mafsid, and the last 25% of the Hezek that was incurred by the animal that was pushed into the bar, be uncollectible, not only from the Bala Shar, but also from the Bala Bar. And why does the Brisa state that Rav Nosson holds in this case the Bala Bar would have to pay 3/4 of the Hezek? And the Gemara continues and brings two different explanations as to Rav Nosson. And Rav states, Rav Nosson Dainhu, Rav Nosson was the Abbezdin, Vinachas La'im Kedina, and therefore he went to the depth of the din. Ma'ilum Kasava Haikul Hezek Avid, Haikul Hezek Avid. That really Rav Nosson holds that when there are two parties that damages something, then we look at both parties as if they did the entire damage. And based on this Svara, Uda Kakash L'chol, Shalom Hai Pago, Hai Pago, and you had a question that if this is the case, then how does Rav Nosson say that the Bala Shar will only have to pay 1/4 of the Hezek and the Bala Par pays 3/4 of the Hezek? If L'maisa, the Bala Shar is considered as if he caused the entire Hezek, and certainly if the Bala Shar was the only one that was Mazik this animal, then certainly since his Shar is a Tam, he would pay Chetzi Nezek. So L'chari, in this case, since we consider it that he caused the entire damage, so L'chari, the Bala Shar should have to pay Chetzi Nezek, and therefore the Bala Bar should also have to pay Chetzi Nezek. And why does Rav Nosson state that Bala Bar pays 3/4 of the Hezek, and the Bala Shar only pays 1/4 of the Hezek? And the Gemara answers, Mishum da Amalei, Bala Shar le Bala Bar, because Reuven, who's the Bala Shar that owns the Tam, says to the Bala Bar, should fesoy mayahadili. Now, although it's true that benegia is certain dinim, we have to look at each of us that kula hezeka of it, but ultimately we wash shutfim in this Hezek. Certainly, if my animal damages this Shar completely, then certainly I would pay Chetzi Nezek. And by the fact that now I have a shutfis with you in this damage, so how could it be that I'll also pay Chetzi Nezek and I won't gain anything from the shutfis? That's why Rav Nosson says that the Bala Shar will only pay 1/4 of the Hezek and the Bala Bar will have to pay 3/4 of the Hezek, because ultimately the Bala Bar did cause and create the entire Hezek as well, and therefore he has to pay up to 3/4 of a hezek, and both the Baal HaShor and the Baal HaBor will gain from the Shufas, as the Baal HaShor generally would pay chetzi nezek, and now he'll pay a quarter of the hezek, and generally the Baal HaBor, if he damaged alone, would pay nezek shalem, and now he only has to pay 3/4 of the hezek. And the Gemara continues with the second teretz, Yisemo, where we could explain, lo'ilam kesava, haipaga zeka aviv, haipaga zeka aviv. Really, Rav Nosson holds that the way we look at two mazikim that damaged together, that each one created half of the hezek, and therefore the Baal HaShor created 50% of this hezek, and the Baal HaBor created 50% of this hezek. And as we stated before, and according to this tzad, we also had a kasha, or the kakasha l'cha, Baal HaBor mishalom palgo, Baal HaShor mishalom revia, v'idich riva nafsid. Then we asked the question, that how could it be, Rav Nosson would say, that the Baal HaShor is chayav to pay a quarter of the hezek, and the Baal HaBor pays 3/4 of the hezek? Since it's considered that the Baal HaShor created half of the hezek, only half of the hezek was created by the Baal HaBor, so certainly we understand why Rav Nosson would say that the Baal HaShor is only chayav to pay revia nezek, because if it would be a standard case where the shor tam damaged the animal completely, then the owner of the tam would only pay chetzi nezek, and therefore when he only created half of the nezek, the Baal HaShor of the tam would only pay a quarter of the nezek. But why would the Baal HaBor have to pay 3/4 of the hezek? He is only responsible for 50% of this hezek. Therefore, really, the Baal HaShor should pay a quarter of the hezek. The Baal HaBor should pay 50% of the hezek. Owner of the shor that was damaged should lose 25% of its value. And keep in mind that when learning the teretz of the Gemara will use the term Baal HaShor, but over here, the word Baal HaShor is different than we had beforehand, as beforehand, the word Baal HaShor meant the owner of the shor that was the mazik and there was the tam, and that was Reuven Shor. However, over here, we're referring to the animal that was huzak and the animal that was damaged, and therefore the Gemara explains the Amalei Baal HaShor LeBaal HaBor, that the owner of the damaged animal says to the Baal HaBor, Anot Turoi Bebircha Ashkechisei At Katlosei, that certainly we know one thing, that my shor was found in your bar, and therefore you're responsible for his death. My Isli Yishlumim Meheich Mishtalmano, although I will collect whatever I can from the owner of the tam that damaged my shor by pushing my shor into your bar, however, ultimately, my Delesli Leshlumim Meheich Mishtalmano Noch, whatever I can collect from Reuven, who was the Baal HaShor that pushed my animal into the bar, I will collect from the Baal HaBor. And that's why Rav Nosson holds that although the owner of the Nizik will only be able to collect a quarter of the payment from the Baal HaShor and from Reuven, however, he'll be able to collect the rest of the Hezek from Shimon, as the Baal HaBor will be responsible for any remaining Hezek. From this Gemara, we see 2 points. First of all, we see the Svara of Rav Nosson that Baal HaBor is Zeka Ka'ovid, that since the animal is found in the bar, therefore we consider it as if the Baal HaBor created the entire damage and is responsible for an entire payment. And number two, we see that whatever portion of the damages that are incurred by the person who was damaged and he can't collect from the Baal HaShor, he'll be able to collect from the Baal HaBor. Just to recap, according to Rav Nosson, it comes out that we have 2 different brises. In the first brisa, we're talking about a shor that was a mu'ud, and therefore the din was Baal HaShor Mishalom Mechzo, Baal HaBor Mishalom Mechzo. The second brisa that stated Baal HaBor Mishalom Gimel Chalokim, Baal HaShor Revia, is talking about a case where the shor was a tam. From the second teretz of the Gemara, we understand this din of Rav Nosson that Kol Hechad Le'efshel Shlum Mehai Mishtal Mehai, and therefore our Mishnah is going according to Shita of Rav Nosson, and that's why the Mishnah taught us that since the one that was digging is not going to be chayev because he was only a grumma and grumma bin zaken is pata, therefore we look at the bar for all of the damages and he is jointly and severally liable, and the Baal HaBor will be chayev to pay the entire hezek. Ayin Rashi, who explains the Shita of the Rabbanon, the Agur Rav Nosson, and as we mentioned before, the Rabbanon told Basim Yikarzli, you have to look at how the damage started, Visavi the Baal HaShor Kula Hezek Ovid, and therefore since the shor pushed this animal into the bar, so it's considered that Baal HaShor created the entire hezek. Hilkup and Mu'ud Baal HaShor Mishalom Kulei, therefore it would be a case of Mu'ud, the Baal HaShor would pay the entire damage, Uvitam Baal HaShor Mishalom Palga, or Palga Mafsin, and the Nizik will lose out 50%. They got Masisa Nami, and Benegei HaMishnah, the Rabbanon can't be the town of the Mishnah, because Basta Kurya Zlinon, Lemaisa the Kurya was the one that caused the damage, and even though the one that was banging and digging in the bar is only a grumma ba'alma and therefore would be pata, but you can't be mischayev the Baal HaBor either, and therefore shnei in peturim, and both of them would be pata. However, ayin and taisis, as well as in other rishonim, that argue on this point of Rashi, and the Gemara continues. Rava states, niach even al pi bar, Reuven dug a bar, and then Shimon placed a stone at the opening of the bar, and then a shor came and tripped on the stone and fell into the bar. Banu machlekes Rav Nosson Rabbanon, we come to the same machlekes between Rav Nosson Rabbanon. According to Rabbanon, we consider the one who placed the even there to be the only mazik, and as we said before, that bazar mikara azli, and therefore Shimon will be chayiv for the entire nezek. However, if you have Nosson, both Reuven and Shimon will split the hezek, and each one will be responsible for 50% of the hezek. And keep in mind, in the case of a niach eved, we don't consider this to be a grumma, as an eved itself is a bar, as Rashi states, two lines in the bottom of the Amid, Mishum Grom Ben Zokin, Lekal Mitri, the Evan Nami Hainu Bar, the Zeke Biadayim, who it is considered has Biadayim, Kayatani Paragimel, Hamad Daimel is there, Avnan Visakina, Il Ramnasin, Beishneim, Mishami, and according to Ramnasin, you'll split the Hezek between Ruven and Shimon. Gemara is Pshita, Dalachir, what is Ravi coming to Mchadashas? Of course, there's the Machlekas between Ramnasin and Rabbanan, and the Gemara answers Maor Timur, that if it would only be for the case of Ramnasin and Rabbanan, we may have thought that Hasahun the Amma Balabar the Balashar, that is only in that case that the Balabar can turn to the Balashar who pushed the animal into his bar, and he could claim Ila Birdidi to the Tcha Havakotle, that even without my bar, your Shar would have killed this animal. And therefore, according to Rabbanan, the Balashar is completely Chayiv, and according to Ramnasin, the Balabar and the Balashar will split the liability. Aval Hacha, but in our case, Matzi Amalei Bala Evan and Balabar, Lachari, the Bala Evan should say to the Balabar, Ila Birdidcha, without your bar, Avna Didi, my Havah Abda, my stone alone wouldn't have caused major damage to this animal, because even have Miskel Bar have enough of a Kai, even if the Shar would have tripped on my stone, it would have just fallen onto the flat ground, and it would have been able to get up, and it wouldn't have gotten damage, and therefore the Balabar should be completely Chayiv, Kamash Balon, and therefore Rav is Mechadishas, that even in this case, the Machlek is between Rav Nasser and Rabbanon, the Amalei, because the Balabar says to the Balashar, Ilav Evan, without your stone, lo have enough Labira, it wouldn't have fallen into my bar, and therefore the Fira Rabbanon, the whole Bas Mekara Azli, therefore the Bala Evan is going to be completely Chayiv, and according to Rav Nasser that says there's a joint liability, so both Reuven and Shimon will share the liability and will have to pay jointly. And before we continue with the next Gemara, let's remember that we originally learned that if it is a Shor of Hegdish that damages someone, then Hegdish would be Pata, as the Pasuk says, Shor Re'eu V'loi Shor Shel Hegdish. And also, our Gemara will mention Shor P'sulim Mekdashin, and although a couple of blad ago when we mentioned Shor P'sulim Mekdashin, we're talking about a Shor that did not belong to Hegdish, and in that case we said that the Shor is considered Shor Re'eu and is not considered Shor Shel Hegdish. However, over here, we're going to be talking about a Shor P'sulim Mekdashin that was not redeemed, and therefore the mir of Shor Re'eu V'loi Shor Shel Hegdish would apply, and Hegdish would be Pata. And our Gemara begins, Tana Rabbana, we learned that the Braisa, we continue in Daf Nun Gimel Beis, Shor, if there was a Shor that belonged to Chulin, V'Shor P'sulim Mekdashin, and there was a Shor that belonged to Hegdish, and therefore the din of Shor Re'eu V'loi Shor Shel Hegdish applied, Shenachu, and they both damaged another animal jointly, Abai Om Misham Chetzin Ezek. So Abai says that the owner of the Shor of Chulin would have to pay Chetzin Ezek, and the owner of Hegdish would be Pata, and Ravina Amma Osama Gerus, Rav Amma Misham Ravina Nezek, that the owner of the Shor of Chulin would only pay a quarter of the Hezek, and the reason is, since he only caused half of the damage, therefore, since in the standard case, he would have to pay Chetzin Ezek because the Shor of Chulin was a Tam, therefore, in this case, that he damaged together with the Shor P'sulim Mekdashin, so the owner of the Shor Shel Chulin will only be chayav to pay Ravina Nezek, and the Gemara explains the basis of the Machlekes between Abaya and Ravina as Hav HaHav Tam, that both Abaya and Ravina were referring to a case where the Shor of Chulin was a Tam, and Har Krabbanan V'Har Krabnasin, and as Rashi says, Abaya holds a Krabnasin, the Omer Madalas L'Shlumim Mahai L'Shtalim Mahai, once you can't collect from one party, you collect from the other party, V'Havi Kamisha In L'Shutav, since the Nizik cannot collect from the Shor P'sulim Mekdashin because it's a Shor of Hegdish, and Shor Re'eu V'Loi Shor Shel Hegdish, and therefore we look at the Shor of Chulin as if it damaged this Shor completely, and therefore since this animal was a Tam, so the owner of the Shor of Chulin, which is a Tam, would have to pay a full Chetzi Nezek. However, Ravina holds like Rabbanan, and as Rashi says, Ravina Nezek, and therefore he only pays a quarter Nezek, Hol V'Yesh L'Shutav, because he had a Shutav in the damages, V'Zesh Eini Yach L'Shtal Min HaKotchim Yafsid, and since the owner of the behemoth that got damaged cannot collect from the Shor of Hegdish, therefore he will lose out that share of the damages, and he will only be able to collect from the owner of the Shor of Chulin, since in this case, certainly the Rabbanan agree that both the Shor of Chulin and the Shor of P'sulim Mekdashin create this Hezek at one time. There is no Svar of Basu Meikara Asli, therefore, according to Rabbanan, the Shor of Chulin is only responsible for 50% of the Hezek, and since even in a case where the Shor of Chulin would have created the entire Hezek, since it's a Tam, it will only pay Chetzi Nezek, therefore, in this case, that's only a Shutuf in the Hezek, and it's only responsible for 50% of the Hezek, therefore, since Ravina holds like Rabbanan, so the owner of the Tam will only pay a quarter of the Nezek. And the Gemara continues, Yibayisema, or if you want, I could tell you, Havahak Rabbanan, that Abai and Ravina are not being Chaylik as to the Shitas, and they don't hold like Rav Nasin, and all agree to Rabbanan that really they're both considered Shufim, and they only have responsibility for 50% of the Hezek, and Habitam, Habimud, that in a Chinami there is no Machlekes, as Ravina was talking about a case where the Shor that damages this animal was a Tam, and therefore, since he's only responsible for 50% of the damages, so he'll only have to pay a quarter of the Nezek. However, Abai is talking about a case where the Shor was a Mu'ud, and therefore, certainly, if the Shor of Chulin would have created all of the damages, then the owner of the Shor of Chulin would have to pay Nezek Shalim because the Shor is a Mu'ud. However, over here, since he had a partner in crime, as the Shor Psulim Mukdashin was equally responsible for the damages, and therefore he could only be Mischayev, the owner of the Shor of Chulin, for 50% of the damages. And that's why, according to Abaya, even though the Shor of Chulin was a Mu'ud, the owner of the Shor of Chulin will only be responsible for 50% of the damages. And Gemara continues, Ikadami, another version is Abaya Amar Chetzin Nezek. Abaya stated that you pay Chetzin Nezek, which is the same sheet that we mentioned beforehand, and Ravina Amar Chulin Nezek, and Ravina hold that the owner of the Shor of Chulin would pay the full damages. Once again, according to this version, there are two different ways to understand this version, as the first version states that there's a machlekes between Abaya and Ravina, as Hava Hava Mu'ud, that both Abaya and Ravina say that the case was where the Shor of Chulin was a Mu'ud, and Hakar Rabbanan v'Hakar Abnasan, Abaya holds like Rabbanan, and therefore it's considered that each one did 50% of the damages, and that's why the Shor of Chulin would pay 50% of the damages, because when he was alone, he would pay Nezek Shalim since he's a Mu'ud, but now that he has a partner in crime, so he pays 50% of the damages. However, according to this version, Ravina would hold like Rabnasan, as we stated, Kol Hechad Lesle L'Shlum Mahai, L'Shtal Mahai, that once you can't collect from one party, then you collect the full damages from the other party, and therefore, since you can't collect from the Shor Psulim Mekdashin, since we have a klal of Shor Re'eu V'loi Shor Shalegdish, therefore you would collect the full damages from the Shor of Chulin, and since it's a Mu'ud, you'll be able to collect the full Nezek Shalim. And of course, according to the first version of the Gemara, Abaya was going like Rabnasin, and Ravina was going like Rabbanan, and according to this version, Abaya is going like Rabbanan, and Ravina is going like Rabnasin. And the Gemara continues, Ibayisema, or could we explain that there was no machlekes between Abaya and Ravina, and Havahak Rabnasin, that both Abaya and Ravina agreed to the Shita Rabnasin, and Habamud, Habitam, that the difference between the dinim is Abaya is going in a case where the animal that was belonged to Chulin was a tam, and that's why he only pays up to Chetzi Nezek, as even though he's responsible for the full damage, but since the animal is a tam, therefore the maximum that the owner of the Shor Chulin could pay is up to Chetzi Nezek. However, Ravina was talking about a case where the Shor of Chulin was a Mu'ud, and therefore, since the Shor of Chulin is now going to be responsible for full damage, and the Shor of Chulin is a Mu'ud, therefore the owner of the Shor Chulin will have to pay Nezek Shalim. And before we continue, let's point out that we kept teaching that the word Shor Psulim Mekdashin that the Gemara brought is Lav Dafka, as certainly in a case where there's a Shor of Hegdish, then we have the din of Shor Re'eu V'loi Shor Shel Hegdish. And the reason why the Braisa brought a case of Shor Psulim Mekdashin is because it's teaching us a Chiddush that even if there's a Shor that already has a Mum but it was not redeemed, it still has a din of Shor Re'eu V'loi Shor Shel Hegdish. And Ayin and Rashi in the parenthesis that brings a different gears in a Gemara of my new Shor Bechard Loi Parklei, and some explain that the abbreviation of Hey Gimel that we have in Rashi does not stand for Hachigasinon, but it stands for Halachas Gedolos. And Ayin and Tesis Dima Masal Shor V'Shor Psulim Mekdashin Shenaku, where he brings a pshat from Rehu Da'igoyin, which seems to be similar to the pshat of Rashi that Rashi brings in the parenthesis. And our Gemara now continues that Amar Rava, and Rava will bring a case where it will actually be a recap of many dinim that we just spoke about, Benigeo, all different types of Hazekim. As Rashi brings down, Rava will certainly be going like the Shita Rav Nosson, that even though there was an animal that pushed another item into a bar, that we don't say like a Rabbanan that Basa Mikara Azli, and therefore all those that contribute to the Hezek will be Chayiv equally. And Rava brings a scenario of a Sharva Adam, where there was an axe as well as a person, Shadachafai Labar, pushed something into a bar, and therefore there are three Shutfim in this Hezek. There's a Shar, there's a person, as well as the bar, and therefore in Zakin Kun Chayavim, but the din of Hezek, then all of them will share responsibility and will share liability. However, in Abad Dvarim, but the din of the Abad Dvarim, on Saripu, Shevus and Bishes, V'dmei Vlodis, and B'negei Adin of D'mei Vlodis, Adam Chayiv, then the person would be Chayiv as a person's Chayiv Abba Dvarim. But as we learned at Daf Chaf Bavam and Aleph, that the Pasuk says, Ishba Misai B'negei Adin of Abba Dvarim, and we learned V'lei Sharba Misai, and just like the Din of Abba Dvarim doesn't apply to a Shar, it doesn't apply to a Bar as well, and the same Din applies to the Vlodis, as the Pasuk says, Ki Natsu Anoshim Yachtav, and we learned out, Anoshim V'lei Shvarim, and just like the owner of a Shar, it damages a woman and damages her Vlodis, is not Chayiv for the D'mei Vlodis, the owner of a bar is not chayiv for d'mei vlodis either. And Rava continues that if a person was pushed into his bar and the person died and he's a ben chayrin, or if he's an eved, so le'in kaifu shleishim shel eved shor chayiv and adam bar p'turin, then the din is that only a shor that's a mu'ud would be chayiv for kaifa or for shleishim shel eved. However, the person that pushes another person into a bar and kills him will be pata, because we have a din of kamei b'rabnei. Since by pushing a person into a bar you're chayiv misa, therefore you're going to be pata from paying Kaifer. And even if Reuven pushes this person into the bar b'shogeg, there is of course the din of Tanvei Chizkiah, the Chayv Mishishogeg is Ptum and Datushlumen. And of course the Balabar will be Pata, because the pasuk says shav loy adam, and as we mentioned multiple times, that although if Reuven's bar damages a person, then he would be chayiv, but if Reuven's bar kills a person, then Reuven is pata. And Rava continues, letting kalim b'shar psulim mikdashin. If this shar and this person push kalim into the bar and damage the kalim, or this shar and the person pushed a shar psulim mikdashin into the bar and it killed this shar, and over here we're referring to a shar psulim mikdashin, we would already pay the shar, and therefore it is included in the din of shar e'yu, and really you'd be chayiv to pay for the shar. However, adam v'shar chayavin, in this case, the person and the shar that pushed the kalim into the bar would be chayiv. However, the owner of the bar would be pata, because as we learned, chamar v'loy kalim, and a person is not responsible for the damage that his bar causes to kalim. And also, as we will see, that the owner of the bar will not be responsible for a shar psulim mikdashin that was damaged in his bar. And the Gemara asks, my time, and why is that? As Amakra, the pasuk b'negei bar, tells us a specific limud by mesi eloi, the misha meshaloi, yotzezesh ina meshaloi. Therefore, the Torah is being reminded that the only time a person is responsible for the damage that his bar causes is only when the mess belongs to him. As Rashi explains, shiyach limka nevela, that the person could sell the nevela, yotzezu she'afal pishinifta tankura, and therefore, we exclude this case, because even though it's a shop psulim mikdashin and it was already redeemed, l'maisa, the nizik has no use from this animal. Now that it's dead, it actually requires kfura. As the Gemara teaches us in Masechtas Becharis, tizbach v'lei gizah, basa v'lei chalav, v'chata v'lei l'klovecha, mekan she'im poides ha'kachim l'achim l'klovim. Since this animal is now an avela, therefore certainly you have no use from it, and since it doesn't fit into the din of our messi eloi, and therefore the balabo will be pato mitashlumin. And the Gemara continues, l'meimer de b'shita le rava, are you telling me that it was pasha to rava that we learn out of the words va messi eloi, b'misha mesh eloi, and yotzezeh she'ina mesh eloi, and it excludes the case of psulim mikdashin, even if it was redeemed, and therefore it's still considered shara'eyu, but the balabar would still be pata, as it doesn't fit into the din of our messi eloi, and the only time the balabar is chayiv is when the nevela has value to the nizik. But the Gemara is, v'mibayi bayi leil rava, l'maisa rava had a shayla, asked to this drasha, the bayi rava, because rava asked the shayla, shara psulim mikdashin, shenafal bar ma'u, what would be the din with the shara psulim mikdashin that was redeemed, and it fell into the bar, would the balabar be chayiv or not? Hayva messi eloi, b'misha mesh eloi, yotzezeh she'ina mesh eloi. Do we learn this limud as we mentioned? Oydumo, do we say va messi eloi lebailu metapa mevelu udasa, that the Torah is teaching us that the nizik is responsible to be metapa with the nevela and to sell the nevela and minimize the damage. And the Gemara answers, basa de bayi had the pashta, that in the chenami originally Rava had the shayla. However, ultimately Rava was pashut that you do dash in the pasuk va messi eloi b'negei bar that b'misha mesh eloi yotzezeh she'ina mesh eloi. And the Gemara continues that certainly Rava agrees b'negei and nizakin that certainly the din is that bailu metapa mevela. And therefore the Gemara is el bailu metapa mevela minole. And the Gemara answers nafkalei min va messi eloi the shar that b'negei a shar. The pasuk also says I know the kishar nagachu mitmol shvilsham v'lo yishmen abalav shalom yishalom shar tachas a shar va messi eloi. And the din of bailu metapa mevela we learn from the words va messi eloi that speaks about b'negei a shar b'negei the hezek of Karen. And the Gemara continues and will ask on Rava the lechira you have two psukim va messi eloi, one by bar and one by a shar, and you're telling us that the words v'amesi eloi that states b'negeya bar, we learn out the din of psula mikdashin, and we learn the din of bailam metapalim b'negeya from the words v'amesi eloi that states b'negeya shar. And the Gemara asks, my chazit v'amesi eloi the shar mafskalei bailam metapalim b'negeya v'amesi eloi the bar mafskalei l'misha mesh eloi epechana, why don't we switch it around and we say that the words v'amesi eloi that states b'negeya bar should teach us that bailam metapalim b'negeya, and the words v'amesi eloi that says by shar would teach us that you're only chayiv for the hezek that your shar causes on a regular shar, but not by a shar psula mikdashin that it was even redeemed, as the nevela has no value to the nizik. And the Gemara responds, mistavra, that was more mistavra to Rava, that pata gabi bar, hoilu pata bay sakilim, then we will use the drush of our messi eloi for the case of a bar that damages the shar psula mikdashin, because the maisa we find pturim by bar, and we find a kula by bar, because a bar is pata if it damages kalim. Since the balabar is pata when it damages kalim, therefore the balabar will be pata when it damages a shar psula mikdashin. Yes, adrabba, pata gabi shar, let us say that tour for psulim mikdashin is b'negei shar she came pata by chatzi nezek, because the shar also has a kula that is a din of chatzi nezek by a shar tam. And the Gemara answers kula nezek mi'alei ashkan bishleim b'negei bar, we always find a kula, as in all cases a person that owns a bar is going to be pata if it damages kalim. However, b'negei shar we only find a kula b'negei tam, but once a shar is a mu'ud, then the owner is always chayiv nezek shalim. Since we find a kula b'negei bar that the owner of the bar is always pata if the bar damages kalim,
Sulim. Therefore, we say that when the pasuk says Vamesi Eloi, and we have a Kula Benegeya, a sharp Sulim Mikdashin, that we're going to go and apply that to the Din of Bar and not to the Din of Shar, and we will stop over here.